Today we look at Scripture for the sixth Sunday of Lent, also known as Palm Sunday. The liturgy for Palm Sunday begins with the Gospel reading from Matthew about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, a time of triumph and hosannas, but will lead to the reading of his passion and death, a time when the crowds begin to yell, "Crucify him, crucify him." A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus and the disciples came near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tethered and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them here to me. And if anyone should say anything to you, reply, 'The master has need of them.' Then he will send them at once." This happened so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Say to daughter Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks over them, and he sat upon them. The very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and strewed them on the road. The crowds preceding him and those following kept crying out and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and asked, "Who is this?" And the prophets replied, "This is Jesus, the prophet, from Nazareth in Galilee." We begin with Jesus and the disciples first entering Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. The exact location is unidentifiable, the word translating as the House of Figs. Two of the disciples are to bring back to Jesus the ass tethered there and a colt with her that they will come across. Here begins one of those confusing passages that scholars have spent years debating over. Was it one animal mentioned twice in different ways, which was common in Hebrew parallelism, or is it two separate animals, which may have come about by Matthew misinterpreting the passage from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, in which we read, "Your king comes to you meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." Each side provides plenty of so-called proof as to why their side is the correct side. But we must remember the bottom line, thinking as our Jewish ancestors did. In this argument, the bottom line is that Jesus enters on a symbol of a peaceful animal, a donkey, not on a horse, which was used as a symbol of war. The people spreading their cloaks on the road and the cutting of branches from the trees was a common practice of homage when royalty entered your town or village. Certainly, if we do this for earthly rulers, how much more important we would offer homage for the King of heaven and earth. In a same way, the words of praise the crowd sings, "Hosanna," meaning, "Lord, grant salvation," or "Help, I pray," to the Son of David, recalls the praise sung to King Solomon, the son of David, upon his entry into Jerusalem. But here in this passage, its use is of a more joyous tone, as the coming of the long-awaited Messiah was to be a time of welcome and jubilation. Our first reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. As we do every Palm Sunday, we read from the passage of Isaiah entitled in some Bibles, "The Spiritual Liberation of Israel." Salvation comes through the Lord's servant, Jesus obeying the will of his Father in all he undertook to bring redemption to us. In verse 4, the disciple prays that morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. Isaiah is reminding the listeners of the importance of listening to the Lord's commands. The reference in verse 6 to those who plucked his beard shows how those who trust in God will suffer at the hands of those who place their hope and trust in earthly power in order to gain dominance over others. To pluck the beard of any gentleman, let alone a servant, was considered a grave insult. Slaves could be expected to be spit upon and have their backs beaten. The rejection, the physical and mental abuse, and yes, even death, would be part of carrying out God's commission, but the servant will endure it all. placing all his trust in God's love and strength. The New Testament reading comes from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. The letter to the Philippians has more of a joyful personal tone than other letters from Paul, as it addresses no arguments or controversial issues. But instead, Paul gives most of his attention to encouraging the followers of Christ to grow in their relationship with Jesus. Philippi is one of the leading Gentile cities on the route that connected Italy in the west to Asia Minor in the east. The Christian community Paul founded there was the first on mainland of Europe. Written 30 years after the resurrection, this passage is thought to be one of the earliest Christian hymns, expressing a very early understanding of Christ. We read in verse 6 that Jesus did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. The word grasped has several meanings, such as taking hold of or comprehension, but here the word means the power to hold or seize for one's own personal selfish use. Rather, Jesus takes the form of a slave, which at this time referred to one who has an unredeemed human existence. And because he willingly obeyed his Father's will, Jesus will be the most highly revered and honored among all creation, which consisted of three spheres of the thinking at that time: the heaven, the earth, and under the earth. Verse 11 proclaims Jesus as the Lord, a title usually reserved for the Roman emperor, but used here to show the Roman human emperor that there is a higher authority that we all must answer to. This is Deacon Mike. Thank you for being with us for the past several weeks, and I remind you once again to always remember to live the Word.